Global markets are carrying a constructive tone into the North American session, with easing geopolitical tensions continuing to be the dominant driver of price action. Reports that the U.S. and Iran have agreed to a framework aimed at ending hostilities and reopening the Strait of Hormuz have encouraged a broad risk-on move weighing on the U.S. dollar while supporting higher beta currencies and global equities. The improvement in sentiment is also seeing investors pare back some of the inflation concerns tied to elevated energy prices, helping to ease pressure on global bond markets. In FX, the dollar is soft against most major counterparts as safe haven demand unwinds. The euro is benefiting from the weaker greenback backdrop and lingering expectations that the ECB may need to maintain a relatively restrictive policy stance to ensure inflation pressures are fully contained. The yen remains in focus ahead of this week's Bank of Japan decision, with markets continuing to lean toward another rate hike as policymakers contend with elevated inflation and persistent currency weakness. Meanwhile, commodity-linked currencies have found support from the improvement in broader market sentiment, although investors remain mindful of domestic growth concerns and shifting central bank expectations. Equity markets are responding favorably to the prospect of reduced geopolitical risk, with U.S. equity futures pointing higher heading into the cash open. S&P 500 and NASDAQ futures are advancing as lower oil helps improve the outlook for consumers and reduce concerns about another inflation impulse from the energy sector. The move has been broad-based, with investors rotating back into cyclical and growth-sensitive areas of the market as fears of a prolonged disruption to global trade routes subside. In commodities, crude oil remains under pressure as markets continue to price in the possibility of a gradual reopening of the Strait of Hormuz and an eventual normalization in energy flows. That said, investors remain cautious about declaring victory too early, with questions lingering around the implementation of the agreement, maritime security, and the pace at which shipping activity can return to pre-conflict levels. Gold has proven more resilient, supported by ongoing diversification demand, despite the broader improvement in risk appetite. Looking ahead, attention will increasingly shift towards this week's major central bank meetings, with the Fed, Bank of Japan, Bank of England, Swiss National Bank, and Reserve Bank of Australia all due to announce policy decisions. Into today's North American session, specifically U.S. industrial production data, will be monitored for fresh insight into the health of the manufacturing sector. The markets are likely to remain highly sensitive to any development surrounding the U.S.-Iran agreement. For now, the dominant narrative remains one of the geopolitical relief supporting risk appetite, while investors assess whether the latest optimism can evolve into a more durable improvement in the global macro backdrop. That's all for now.